Did y'all ready to get off the chain in this motherfucker?
Let's get drunk.
Turn up the
Let ride. Oh yeah. We back. It's another season of Grindhard Radio. It's going down 10 years, baby. Let them know now.
Tuesday and Thursdays, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. This why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time. Tuesday and Thursdays, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. This why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time. Grindhard Radio,
1 a.m. we be acting up. Jit running with the bag like it's Christmas. 14 years, yeah, we've been doing this. Calling, it's jumping like crisscross. NorCal's where I met your boy gets off. Miss Chief toting plans, so you lifting off. Reality radio, that's us. She's off that station getting smacked up. These bars easy work like a layup. Caught a mobbing, so don't try and play us. Our show's hella go, no turn down. My family solid, period, we don't do clowns. Hulk go, no break, my family hood loud. On God, this show is finna go down. No cap, all facts, we the best now.
Grindhard Radio. Turn up for a motherfucking chick. Little.
Yo. You're now tuned in to another fire episode of Grindhard Radio. And tonight, we celebrating our boss, Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King, 40th birthday bash. I want to thank everybody for taking it out y'all time to come rock with us, Grindhard Radio tonight. All the callers, all the listeners, my team, my squad, we about to turn it up tonight. And with no further interruptions, we about to bring on the birthday boy tonight. Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King.
What in up, the bro? Motherfucking building, man. Carter, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the whole squad tonight. This is a special episode of Grindhard Radio. I'm turning turning 40, shouty. You know what I'm saying? So we about to turn it all the way up tonight, man. Y'all just got all the fucking surprises. I love y'all for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So next up on the squad, Carter, I love you, bro. I appreciate that, my nigga.
No,
next
you too,
up
bro.
On the squad. Next up on the motherfucking microphone. That was my bro, Carter Mafioso, if you didn't know. But next up, man, we're going to represent that 6'1", Nina, the motherfucking queen, the only queen of Grindhard Radio. It's your girl, Miss Chief, live in the building. What it do,
Tommy
queen?
Tommy Pinky, ready to turn up.
Trill.
Hey, you're going from 30 fine to 40, oh my. Shout out to my boy.
Hey, salute. That's what's up, man. Now, check this out, team. I am going to keep it real, man. You know, shout out to everybody that's fucking with us online, on the lines, you know what I'm saying? We did have a little time miscommunication on my part, so the rest of the cast will be joining us a little bit shortly, you know what I'm saying? But, team, nevertheless, we about to get into this shit tonight. It's Thursday. It's Florida-Georgia weekend. You understand what I'm saying? Duval County, Florida Gators. Let's get it. It's my birthday weekend.
Okay.
It's all about to go down, team. So we ain't doing nothing but celebrating all night long. Team, I want to play some of my favorite hits, not only from mainstream, but some of my favorite tracks from y'all. And, team, check this out.
Okay.
This is a perfect opportunity. King, we got to chop it up about Kanye West tonight. You know what I'm saying? The fans been wanting Ground Hard Radio, and look at it. 2 weeks back, we background this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can still quarantine and chill with us in on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. I'm going to hit y'all with a few of my favorite. You know, they say, well, get what you like. I like to listen to everything, y'all. If it's soul, I love my soul music. I love my old school. You know, I do listen to some of these new cats. I love my independent artists. You know what I'm saying? So this a little mainstream, little mix that I came up with. And it's live on Ground Hard Radio. Jit's 40th birthday bash. GHR. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Take off.
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die. Grind hard, you hear us bust. More less than ops to getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distance, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip, cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on, making moves out of Duval. 365, we play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams, certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams, better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Fought it, shout it. Little.
We gonna let the band deal with this. In my age style. Old school. Okay. Shut up. Okay. What's good? Shut up. Okay. What's good? Okay. Shut up. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Riding around in my brand new 99 Photo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, so we ain't got no place to go though. But all my bogan boys, they know though. That's for sure though.
Are those
bigger
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolling chops, I'm done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hate to see them again. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. See, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, making plans for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants and shit. Shut up, okay, what's up? Shut up, okay, what's up? Okay, what's up? Shut up. 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 Okay, what's up? Shut up.
Okay, who's the bad bitch? I've been real, been rich, been had this shit. Big Ben, big house and shit. That's right, okay, I've been down with tricks. Okay, that makes sense to me, cause if your money ain't right, you speak your French to me. Miss Tree, don't play with me, or you can say Miss Ben, it's okay with me. You need a grand to speak to me. Okay, now you sure you wanna speak with me? Okay, you better be for sure, cause I done left niggas like you stuck before. Okay, you can ball with me, since you got a hot knot, spend it all with me. Okay, I know what's up, okay, I ride, shut up.
Okay, what's up, shut up, okay, what's up, shut up, okay, what's up.
What's up? Wait for the
in your head or your gut?
What's up with the keys to the truck?
Your old lady say she got beads in the cut.
What's up with the steak with the combo? Open that shit, nigga, fuck all the combo. Station, what's up with your Haitian? Probably got birds in the safe house waiting. What's up, where you spell the D? I ain't got shit but a quarter key. Nigga, you better not be playing me. You gon' bleed that, you understand me?
What's up, you ready to go? You wanna try to get the blue fofo?
What's up, fuck nigga, say something. You go fuck, you ready to spray something. Gunplay, how I got the stripes. Two, four, three, turn out the lights. Gunplay, how I got the stripes. Okay, turn out the lights.
Uh-huh, okay, what's up, cheddar? 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 Uh-huh, okay, what's up?
They're right.
On the radio,
but yeah. Still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak.
Jit the Reaper season. BLK. But I got a crush on you.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air it out radio.net. Hey, yo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
I need some shit with some bopper.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean it like Harrison, baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby on
know,
baby drop,
ain't nobody drop shit. Let's go. Ha. I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What?
What's your name? Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up, couple meal on my plate.
Let's eat.
I'm investing in real estate.
Uh-huh.
I just went and gave my mama a hundred.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't hear me open my mouth, bless you hear me talking about finding some money.
Let's go.
As soon as I found that, I flipped that.
Flip.
I'm a little bit different, they get it.
They
know I'm stiff on the bitch and she dig. Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me.
Bitch,
this rich nigga dick, it ain't free. She be throwing that at, yeah, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it. She like, ha, I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving, that whip had a cop in it.
Hey.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Yeah.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga. I'm unorthodox than a motherfucker. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow? I thought you never asked. Niggas ain't fucking with me and ain't about what the fuck they be rapping about with they look scary ass. But to each his own, nigga. If you like it, I love it. No big,
no big.
That boy say he get money.
Oh, really?
How much they just cut you a check for a million?
I'm going back to Cali like big.
Go back.
About to go get a pound just to smoke.
I smoke. They told me to come work on my album. I'm trying to go find out the price on the boat.
Okay.
My little bitch act like Megan Thee Stallion. She get on with Nasty. She driving the boat.
Drive the boat.
All this shit that they making be boring. Give me something to buy while I ride with the pole. Here you go.
Okay.
I needed some shit with some bop in it. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving, that whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
I'm hot.
Like this shit for like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet hoe, you know. The ones that go to work by day then, you know. Dance in the mirror by night.
Ha, I needed some shit with some
okay,
bop in
let's go.
It. I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving, that whip had a cop in it.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga.
Fuck.
Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up a couple mil on my phone.
Alright, man, it is a special presentation of Ground Hard Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. Make sure you check us out on all Google Podcast platforms, which includes TuneIn and iHeartRadio. And as always, you can take the show on the go with you by going to iTunes, man. Download us on iTunes and you can take GHR to go. Team, I'm so goddamn excited and so motherfucking tongue-tied because a nigga, because like I told, I tell my fellas this all the time, you know, especially us black men, you don't get to see your 40th birthday, you know, so I always tell folks, I just be glad that the Lord has kept me another year. You understand what I'm saying? So, team, I played that mix because that's how I'm feeling this week, these last couple of days. You know, I'm taking the weekend off. Yeah, I'm closing tomorrow night. I'm taking the weekend off. It's Florida-Georgia weekend, which is a big thing in Duval, so I'm going to the game on Saturday. On Sunday, Mom Dukes is cooking a nigga dinner, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to go chill with the family. I actually work Monday morning on my birthday because my birthday fell on a Monday, so I'm turning up this weekend. But at the minute I get off, I'm having dinner with some friends and a beautiful young lady that I just met a few weeks ago that actually sent me a bottle of wine. Now, I'm going to keep – let me just tell you this. I'm going to keep saying this. I posted that picture, right? I did not buy that Moet. That was bought for me. That was my first gift. Well, actually, my second gift, because my first gift, when I woke up this morning, Chief had sent me a that flyer. That flyer was amazing, Queen. I loved it. You understand what I'm saying? So it started off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it started off. I got to shout out my bro Carter for putting this episode together. Carter came to me and was like, "Hey, we doing this goddamn show." And it was so funny because Dope had mentioned to me, he was like, "Man, I just don't see Ground Hard Radio going on without doing a show for you this year." So, team, I just want to say I'm happy for y'all that's on the line right now, because let's keep it real. And truth be told, I've said this publicly, I've always considered us the core four. You understand what I'm saying? So I do appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? This means a lot to a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm ready to turn up. But team, at the end of the day, I did just want to say thank y'all for taking time out of y'all's schedule, man, because y'all could have been doing a million other things tonight. But to come and salute me, I fucks with it. Another thing I want to throw out there. Okay, so my birthday is not tonight. This is for show purposes. My birthday is on Halloween. It's Monday. Even my goddamn auntie talking about some happy birthday. Auntie, I'm your nephew. You know my birthday is not today. It is next Monday. Like, come on now. But I love y'all. Like, goddamn.
Like, ooh, I forgot
like, damn, yeah. Talking about some happy birthday, baby. Like, shit, my birthday in 4 more days. But nevertheless, team, team, I wanted to ask a question since we're talking about, you know, turning 40, getting older, getting wiser. Team, I want to know from y'all, do y'all think with age comes wisdom? I want to talk about a whole bunch of topics tonight. But, team, I want to know what y'all think about that. Do y'all think, you know, because I say for some motherfucker a little slow, but do you truly believe that with age comes with wisdom? And I say, let's start off ladies first with the queen.
No, I think wisdom comes with experience. You know, and sometimes some people can run into the same lessons over and over, but they don't recognize it's the same lesson, so they keep knocking their forehead into the wall, and you will continue to be stagnant in that, you know, whatever realm you are in that you, you know, until you learn that lesson and levels to wisdom. I don't think wisdom is educate, you know, book wise, you know, although it's good to be cultured and be aware of your surroundings. But I don't think that wisdom comes with age, because I know some grown folks and they act more fool than young people. You know, and some get the older they get, the more they get in their feelings. You know, so I just think that it's experiences and how we control and detach from negative feelings and try to bring out the positive of everything, because, you know, sometimes you just have to step away from some things. If it makes you feel some kind of way, you learn how to step away from it without retaliation. And to me, that's growth. That's wisdom. You know, you're supposed to grow. Every year around the time, you are growing, or you should be growing. You should not be being in the same situation, doing the same thing. You know, every year, like you said, is not promised to us. I just lost my son. It's not promised to you. So if you know that, then you would do better because you know better. You know, and that means all around, you know, whether your grind, your friendships, your family, whatever it is and everything. Life is very short, and none of it should be taken for granted. So, no, I don't think wisdom comes with age, Not at all. Experience.
And since I got to say this, I'm going to go ahead and throw mine out there. I agree with you 100% because that was exactly the same thing I was going to say. Experience. I love one of the key words that you said. At certain points in your life, things should happen. You understand what I'm saying? It's not always gonna go the way that you want. And for instance, I never forget this. My grandma used to always tell me, she say, when you turn 30, a light bulb clicks on in your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Now I feel like that. I feel like 18, 30, 35, 40, all those significant years. Like, I can be honest with y'all team, my light bulb ain't click on. My shit clicked on 5 years later. I finally got a clue when I was 35. You know what I'm saying? So what you said was some real shit, because it's not always age. You know, you got some young folks that's smarter than these old folks. You got some old folks that know more than these young folks. So I definitely agree when you said experience. And it looked like we lost the queen, you know what I'm saying? But I just had to throw my little rebuttal in. That's all I had on it. We're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to throw it to the motherfucking OG, Carter Mafioso. Broski, what's your thoughts on that?
No doubt. I would say wisdom comes from knowledge. Wisdom is the vehicle that you let your knowledge know. And what I mean by that is whatever you know, that's what help you grow. Like when you listen, learn, observe, and respect, you know what I'm saying? That's how you gain the wisdom. Because it's like, okay, you know more now than you did 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And that allows you to make choices that you wouldn't have made or didn't know how to make 5 or 10 years ago. So by being by having the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, from just like y'all said, like she said, experience, you know what I'm saying? You learn from that, you know what I'm saying? And when you learn something, it's like a life lesson, you know what I'm saying? So the wisdom comes from things you know, and you can share with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And you got the root word wise, and you got dome, you know what I'm saying? If you break wisdom down. So, you know what I'm saying? You become wise from the things you know in your dome, which is your mind. You know what I'm saying? So I would say wisdom comes from the knowledge you know. You know what I'm saying? Without no knowledge, you can't have no wisdom. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No doubt. All right. Put it on us, you know what I'm saying? How we doing it? We're going to keep this thing moving, man. We're going to move on down the Yellow Brick Road. We're going to throw it to your boy, Dope Ass Music.
Wisdom definitely does not come with age, because you're either just, some people are just plain stupid. Some people they can't learn from their mistakes. But I do believe wisdom comes from experiences. Because you come with experiences, but if you keep doing the same experiences, then you're still dumb. So I don't know.
You gotta learn from the mistakes, though. What you're saying is 100. You know, if you're not learning from the mistakes, then yeah, it's fucked up. So that's 100. I agree with you.
You're just a dumb old nigga. I don't even know where wisdom comes from. I know some 20-year-old kids that's wise. I'd be like, dang, okay. Mm-hmm. And I know some old niggas. I just like, bro, don't tell your kids nothing. Just send them to school. I don't know. But hey, shout out to my man Dick making it to 40, because a lot of brothers in Florida don't make it to 40. And here he is. He's getting mowed for his birthday.
And don't make it to Florida either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah,
they don't
make
it to Florida. Or Florida.
Yeah. All right.
And then he's going to Duval or Miami or Key West. That's my man's going to do. He's going to Key West. Shout out to the dude. He's going to keep it.
That's what's up. Salute, salute, salute all the way around. And, team, check this out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know what y'all got for me tonight. You know what I'm saying? If you got some questions, whatever, whatever, call us. Hit us up, 323-693-3043. Make sure you press 1 so that way we know to cue you in. You know what I'm saying? But, team, I'm loving the night. I'm loving the vibe. I got some music. Like I said, I definitely want to play some of my favorite tracks from y'all. But, team, fuck it. Because this is heartbreaking news, and this is another reason why I'm glad that Carter put this show together. I'm glad that Chief put that amazing flyer together, because it's been a crazy week for Kanye West and team. I want to know what's y'all real honest thoughts like. Because a lot of shit happened to Will, bro. Now, I will say this real quick. Now, they made a post say where he lost his billionaire status. The man still motherfucking rich. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you know. Yeah. But I want to dissect that because I feel like this. We've seen this man go on a downward spiral. Some shit he been saying is fucked up. But I do find this funny, team. It's funny when you say the wrong thing or you blank wrong or you looked up, you know what I'm saying? How a motherfucker can just snatch your opportunities. And so for me, that was the issue that I had. You understand what I'm saying? But team, I really want to break this down. You know what I'm saying? We got time. Shit, everybody else ain't coming till about 11 o'clock. So we definitely got time if y'all want to break it down. You know what I'm saying, man? But I want to know, what's y'all thoughts? Because that was some crazy shit. And, yeah, you do supposed to watch what you say. But, you know, you just can't snatch every motherfucking thing from everybody. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you put the work in. You understand what I'm saying? I see if, you know, you put that work in. So team, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Let's actually start off with Carter Mafioso. What's your thoughts, bro?
No doubt.
We got a lot to unpack on this one. Yeah.
Right. I had made a post a couple days ago, and I said a person that's people are listening to a person that's rich before they listen to a person that's broke. Meaning, you know, somebody that's let's just say an entertainer or a star or somebody with the hottest rapper in your city or the man who got all the money, bootlegger, the hottest person, you know, they'll listen to what he got to say and put him on the spotlight than somebody that really doesn't have much, or let's just say a person that's broke, you know what I'm saying, that's always talking, you know, they'll be like, get out of here, man. He just wants some money, or you know. But if somebody got, let's just say he got the J's on, he got the chains on, he's pulling up in the new Audi, everybody want to hear what he got to say. You know, the kid is going to, you know, if your shoes is dirty and his shoes is clean, they're going to listen to what he got to say. So being that Kanye is in a, being that he's somebody in power, a good, let's just say, artist that got a lot of stats, you know what I'm saying? And it's being that he's controversial and the moves he done made to make himself more noticeable, like talking to Trump, you know what I'm saying? Basically, messing with the Kardashians, you know what I'm saying? He put himself in a position where what he say matters. So being that, you know, he's that type of person, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to listen to what he's got to say, and it's going to, you know, these days, it's not what you say, but it's who you say it about. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you say somebody's name or somebody's race or somebody, let's just say, like, when DaBaby said something about the LBJ community, you know what I'm saying? He got cancer. It's like when David Chappelle said something about the supremacy, white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that got control over a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Then that's when you're gonna get they're gonna come with your livelihood. Because let's remember, they own majority of everything in the U.S. We was brought over here. You know what I'm saying? By the trader. Well, our ancestors was brought over here. A lot of us was born here. But, you know, we was brought over here from Africa or West India or wherever. You know, we wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? We built this. So being that the persons that control all this, they have power. You know what I'm saying? So we got to keep that in mind, that they're giving us, like, they own the news station. They own the media, they own the banks, they own everything that we got to deal with or utilize.
That's the problem.
To have civilization in this country. They own it. So we can say nigga all day and nigga this, nigga that, and nothing will happen. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as we say something about anybody else or
bingo,
or release or reveal something that's not supposed to be revealed. You know what I'm saying? Like you got a lot of people that, let's just say a sorority, you know, or a fraternity. They have things in their chapters that they only know. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like a secret society, I guess. You know, they got things that we won't know unless we join a you know, fraternity or sorority or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So once you start revealing that information, then your livelihood gets jeopardized. So what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking past what he's saying, and I'm looking at his end game. Being that he got tied up with, let's just say, he lost to Balenciaga and Adidas. They say they not messing with him and they dropping him, but they still going to sell his shoes. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now I feel like he's doing this to break ties with what he done already did with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
That's interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, he got all these deals and death endorsements. Okay. You got to give them, let's just say the Yeezys is $100. All right, once they go, that's his, what he's selling them for. Okay, once he merged with this company, they going to put them up for like $300 or $400. You know what I'm saying? So it's like really the people, the marketing, people who's marketing his stuff and promoting his advertising them, you know what I'm saying? They going to make, Adidas, the consumer, the average consumer is going to support that and buy that. So what he's doing now is, okay, we're not messing with you no more. Okay, do you think people still going to buy them Yeezys? Yes. But what he's going to do now is, okay, let's say like he set up his own website right now, Yeezy.com, and you can order your Yeezys from his site. People still going to support him. They still going to buy it. He's still going to sell. So what I think he's doing is breaking ties so he can be independent, or so he can, because right now they got a leash on them. They got a chain on them. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it without them. That's what they're showing everybody.
Yeah, the machine.
Who try to think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
no,
yeah. So,
I was saying the machine. My bad.
Oh, no. You good. So I feel that what he's doing what he knows. Like, I feel he's playing chess. I feel he knows what he say. They're gonna cancel him, or they not gonna mess with him. But he already built his star power up to where people these days, they don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't care if you, what you say, how you say it. They just, you know, they're gonna support you because of who you already are. You know. So you always gonna have these people. Oh, we rolling
with
them.
That.
oh, we gonna roll with him. You know, so it's like a, it ain't a one-sided thing. So he's just not a billionaire no more, but he's still a millionaire. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's blowing him up more because who we seen on the media all day? Hell, who we talking about on the show right now? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So he's doing his job. You know, we already know that drama, that sex, any type of, like Charleston White, any type of drama or something is gonna draw people to him. So I just feel like it's a whole plan to gain in the end. That's what I feel.
No doubt. Well said, Broski. Definitely well said. All right, no, Queen, darling, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to piggyback off of some of the things that Todd was saying. I don't think that Mr. West is, he's not stupid. What I see is he's come to a realization that, especially talking about age and getting older, Kanye started in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Started in the hood. He was connected to his community. He was connected to his authenticity, his ethnic, you know, and so slowly but surely, I think he's moved away from that, and now he has poor advisors around him entertaining this shit, you know, and I think he's angry because he's not as accepted as in the black community like he was, you know, when he was, you know, when he was hip hop. You know,
I agree.
You know, and yep. So I feel like Tata was saying, I do agree that he is sick of the bullshit. He's been in the game long enough that he know what's fake and what's not. He cannot control his mouth. I don't know if that has to do with being shot in the face and got the plate.
You right.
He has head injury too. Because, you know, when people have head injuries, they just say what the fuck they want to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain head injuries, they don't come back the same. They just say the fuck. And I just think he says what the fuck he wants to say, whether it's tactful or not. I got a lot of money. Can't nobody do nothing to me. You can't say what I'm saying ain't the truth. You know, because some of the shit that he do be saying, you know, and then he aligned himself with Trump. See? That was a bad move.
Yep.
You know, and so I think he's really trying to, like, excommunicate himself from this other wonder world that he was in, and trying to maybe we'll see him more. Let's see. We'll see him more connecting with his community, going back to his culture.
I would support him then fully. If he would do that. Then.
Yeah, and it
that's
can
some
be
real
possible.
Shit.
It can be possible.
It can be.
And
thank you.
He's not dumb. So everything, you notice, but he's not the type of crazy person that does sporadic things. And next thing you know, you see him all on TV. You know, this happened, that. It's almost strategic. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that he is a stupid person. I just think that he's sick of the bullshit. Sometimes you be sick of the bullshit, and it's like, you know what? I'm not about to stand there and give you a smile about this bullshit. Nah, that ain't what's happening. Like, you know, Annie and Gemini, too. So sometimes I feel them.
Smoke and mirrors,
sometimes it's like, you know, like, nah, I'm not going to fake that. I can't fake that.
Yep.
No, I'm not going to do that. But you said, he shouldn't. But he got enough money. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, exactly. So, oh, man, because, like, and team, I want to throw this out there because I want to give y'all my Kanye point, and then I want to give y'all the point of just of common sense. So check this out. The shit that nigga said about George Floyd, that was fucked up. It was disgusting. You understand what I'm saying? So whatever punishment he gets for that quote, that's what that is. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to keep it 100. The whole shit about the Jews, Carter just said, this man just sat here and said, black people talk about black people every motherfucking day. Ain't nobody saying nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, it's funny when you speak out about a specific, whether it's race, a thing, a situation, a person, now it's the problem. So here's where the common sense kicks in at. It's a fucking machine, and this shit don't just pertain to celebrities. Even at my job, y'all know I work at a fucking dollar store, and I call those people the corporate devils. They pull your motherfucking strings. One day you're hot, one day you're not. It's up to you to keep, you understand what I'm saying? And I feel like that's the issue that he can teach. And I'm hoping that he don't miss the mark, because like you said, Queen, you know, a head injury, one day he say some shit, we like, what the fuck this nigga talking about? Sometimes he say some shit, and you be like, well, hey, the nigga do got a kind of got a point. You understand what I'm saying? So I want people to realize that, you know, you can literally work your motherfucking ass off. You understand what I'm saying? But yet it's still a machine. If you make that wrong move, that can stop, block, drop your ass, block your blessings, stop your opportunities. You understand what I'm saying? Stop your money. And I think, team, for me, that's the issue at hand. Because I feel like it happens to African-Americans more than any fucking body. But yet, we the ones spending all the money. We the one buying all the motherfucking Yeezys. And here's the thing. I would like a pair, but I'm not paying no. If you somebody want to buy me some Yeezys, I don't fuck with no fucking Adidas. I wasn't wearing no, you know, we wore that shit in the 80s. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's fucked up. But at the same time, Kanye, like, man, sit down for a minute, bro. It's all right to take a pause. Leave the women alone. Like sometimes you do. You know, so the craziest shit he say, man, just because when I look at that man, like, he's my color. I kind of feel sorry for bro. But, Chief, you said this, and I said this the other day. Okay, yeah, he lost his billionaire status. I read somewhere the nigga still got $344 million. What's the fucking problem? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm trying to get $344 for my birthday. Nigga, bond me the fuck out. If I get fucked up on my birthday and go to jail, nigga, like, what the fuck is you saying? So, it's crazy, team. But I'm just passionate about that because I'm in the trenches where I work at. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to prove it. I'm a black nigga with goals. They think I'm a drug dealer. They think I'm – and every time I prove it, I prove it. You understand what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, enough about that. I just had to keep it moving. Y'all know I get passionate on shit like that. I see your boy DJ Sarge.
Hey,
that bro, we going to bring in. What you was going to say, Carter?
Just to add on what you were saying about what Kanye
you gotta
said about George Floyd. Let's keep in mind that he also donated $2 million to George Floyd's daughter for college.
True.
So you got to answer, and then they turned around and sued him for like $250 million for his comments, what he said on the show. So
if you gonna sue God, damn, you had to sue for the magical, but reckless. That nigga was reckless with that statement. Yeah, he was reckless with that statement. That was disgusting. You understand what I'm saying? So, check this out, team. I'm gonna bring DJ Sergeant Rock in just a moment. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta throw it to my boy Dope Ass Music. I wanna get your thoughts on this real quick, bro. And take your time.
I don't know why anybody care about what Kanye West got to say. I clearly don't. Kanye West don't pay no light bills over here. He don't put no gas in my car. He ain't feeding none of my kids.
Well, we know that.
It doesn't matter I don't care. Now, is it entertaining? Absolutely. But it does. I'm not going to say. I didn't buy Yeezys even when he was walking with Jesus. I didn't buy Yeezys then. I'm not gonna buy Yeezys now.
Yeah, I ain't never.
I wasn't buying Balenciaga when he was, you know, talking about gold diggers. I'm not buying Balenciaga now.
For real. Yeah.
There's nothing that Kanye West does. I don't shop at the Gap. I'm a grown ass man. What I look like shopping at the goddamn Gap? I can't do it. So, I don't know.
I never shopped there either.
Once you get to a certain age, why does it matter what Kanye West is? He's talking to white suburban kids and backpacking niggas. Cool. What are they gonna do? It's not like, you know, like Trump, you know, Trump galvanizing all the rednecks to storm the Capitol. Who is Kevin? Kanye West galvanizing? They're not even doing nothing. All they're doing is standing in line for iPhones and Yeezys. Like, there's no chaos coming from Kanye West.
Real shit. I respect that, dope. Now, look, I want to say this. I got a two-parter for you. Now, dope, that was some real shit that you said about Trump. And I know this kind of sounds crazy. I'll never forget this. I was young, and I asked my grandfather. I said, Pops, if you, the president of the United States, do that mean that you can say any fucking thing that you want to say? And nigga told me, hell no, nah, nigga, they'll throw your punk ass up out of there. You understand what I'm saying? And then rewind 40 years later, here's Trump saying any fucking thing that he want to say. You know what I'm saying? So, again, hypocrisy, you know what I'm saying? But we won't go there. But, dope, I respect what you said. What do you think about the machine that I was talking about earlier? How a machine is able to come in, stop, block, drop you, whatever, pull your money, pull your endorsements. Like, what you think about that?
Well, see, here's something that people been talking about for years. Black folks don't own nothing. We're happy. We've been exploited so long. They're like, okay, people. Now here's the thing. Now look, so you gonna get me on my prejudice thing, but here it is.
I want to. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. All right, so me and my son was having a conversation. He's like, Dad, why don't you date white women? I said, because either their parents, their grandparents, their great grandparents, somebody was racist and was perfectly okay with the way that the world was at that time. They're perfectly okay with the perpetual systemic racism and degradation of my people, right? So, and that's why because we never owned anything, we went from race records to, we can't have black folks singing this, we're going to give your song to white folks, and they could sing it, because that's how Elvis blew up, right? And so, but they didn't give Chuck Berry.
Okay, we're going deep.
They didn't get Little Richard. And Little Richard. Okay, cool. So then finally, James Brown was like, you know what? You white people. I'm going to own my stuff. Ray Charles said, you know what? F you white people. I'm going to own my own stuff. You think pennies, you get pennies. You think dollars, you get dollars. Right? So, but what was happening is, I'm not gaming you up. Because there's two things that happen to black folks when they try to overcome the system. They get shot or they go to jail.
I get it. I just feel like we should be able to change that.
But how can you change it if there's not enough of us to change it? There's not enough billionaires to change it.
And the billionaires we got...
Them niggas not trying to rock the boat. Jordan's not trying to rock the boat. Jay-Z's not trying to rock the boat. Dre's not trying to rock the boat. Puffy's not trying to rock the boat. Kanye West, the only billionaire that was like, you know what? Let me just let my nuts hang and see what happens. That's why I respect him. He's like, y'all can't do nothing to me. I'm rich. What you going to do?
You on your soapbox tonight, nigga. You definitely on your soapbox. But... my bad. Go ahead.
Now, the last thing I'm gonna say is, they got together and muted the president. Do you understand what this nigga? I don't care what you say about Trump. You muted the president. This nigga can't go on Twitter. He can't go on no social platform. The president of the United States.
States, right?
So,
right.
What do you think they're gonna do with your blackness? So. It's like corporations. The corporations run everything. So it's
corporate
like
devils.
unless you create your own. Now Kanye West has a good idea. He's like, hey, I'm gonna make my own platform. I'm gonna make my own Twitter. You can come to my Twitter. Matter of fact, and if the only problem is because you have to follow United States laws, you can't segregate it, but. What if I go to a country that's not under the jurisdiction of the United States. Now I'm like, all right, it's incorporated in shit, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want no white folks on my thing. If you white, you can't come on my thing. Guess what?
Don't care.
You can't do nothing about it. What you gonna do? Mm. You don't own it. You don't own the internet. You don't own the platform. I can come on there and drop my put tea bag in somebody. It's perfectly okay on Kanye West's Twitter.
Mm. On that soapbox, broski. So,
I did.
Man, no, that was the realest shit I heard in team. Again, that's when you have to break it down. You ever notice if you on a job and everybody come together and they say, you know what, man, we going to walk out this motherfucker, we going to go on strike, we going to do this, we going to do that, but you got the nigga over there in the corner like, nigga, they ain't got shit to do with me, I got a light bill, I ain't walking out no dough. You got old girl down there, right. You know what I'm saying, she got to pay her phone bill next week. Cody, I ain't walking out the dough with you, we ain't going on strike for a motherfucking thing. You understand what I'm saying? So dope, when you just said that, that hit me, bro, because like you said, It's not enough. It's not enough billionaires. Mm-hmm. It's not enough motherfuckers to change. You know what I'm saying? But I still believe in hope. I feel like we should be able to fucking figure it out. But, like, I'm on my motherfucking soapbox. Like, that shit hit me this week. Like, I thought about that. I've been going through something similar. And, again, and I work at a fucking dollar store. And I'm in the fight for my life for the little crumbs you getting me anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, this song.
I mean, just
real
think about
nigga
it.
Shit.
We're 90% of the NBA. We're 70% of the NFL, right? So, why don't we have a black? Why don't we have a black league? You know why? Because we're so destituted. We want to get signed and get to the bag instead of saying, you know what? Now, shout out to my man Prime. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all have it. Shout out to Prime. Prime said, you know what? I'm gonna go to a HBCU. You know what? I'm gonna sit y'all up. I'm gonna take my cachet, my knowledge. I'm gonna prepare y'all. And even though we're not one of these top five, guess what? Now the notoriety's gonna come to me because I don't need this school money. I got money. So y'all, all the best kids want to come to my school. Cool. Come to this HBCU. Now the HBCU getting money.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But now I don't have to sign with your league. Could you imagine if every college player, before they signed to the NBA, all the top prospects say, you know what? Let's get our own league. Then we're gonna sign with Cube shit. We're gonna go sign with Cube. Hey Cube, we're gonna sign with the three league. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna all of a sudden everybody else wanna come.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not on the billionaires' plantation no more. Because that's all the NBA and NFL is plantation.
Right. That's a fact.
Yep.
Man,
run, nigga, run. Jump, nigga, jump.
It is. Run, nigga, run. It is, bro. And be quick to spend the money with them motherfuckers. Be quick to spend our money. So, all right. You know what? I got to say this. Yeah, Carter, you think you slick, bro. I already know what this is. You were like, oh, you old-ass nigga, you about to turn 40. I'm going to get you back in your feelings about this. I miss y'all motherfuckers. You understand what I'm saying? I miss this. You think you slick, bro? I swear to God. I love y'all niggas. All right, we going to keep this thing moving. We politicking, you know what I'm saying, nigga? We turning up for the birthday. I wish y'all motherfuckers was in Florida, man, so we can all go to this Florida and Georgia game. I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. It's going to be wild, but Lord have mercy, Florida. Y'all got to come through this shit. Now, goddammit, we ain't going to be losing to these Bulldogs.
As long as you don't end up like that picture you had,
we'll
be laying on the ground.
I need you to help me. Make sure those niggas don't take that picture, Queen.
Make
sure they don't take that picture the second time, Queen. Come on and help me. Please do. Please do. All right. Well, I was planning on using dope, you know, expense account. He got the black card over there. But Tim, you got to keep this thing moving now. Cause look, check this out. We got 470 on the switchboards. You know what I'm saying? They showing love on live. But right now, you already know I got to bring in our number one, the motherfucking resident DJ, the Mississippi Movement himself, DJ Sergeant Rock, live in the building. And that's definitely true. What's going on, bro? I told y'all there about
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you smell like one, two.
One,
happy
two,
birthday,
hey.
Bro.
I love you, bro.
I had to do it.
No, hey, you do it.
Talk your monkey. We need to cancel him. We need to cancel.
You gonna cancel these insults, bro?
Nah, how in the hell you gonna counsel me? You know what I'm saying? You can't counsel an underground nigga.
Yeah, it is. Black on black crime, goddammit.
Black on black crime.
Oh, man. Rock done shook this shit up.
Black on right, black on white crime. It's black on white skin crime.
I know. Dark on black skin. That's what it is.
Like
all right, so check. So check this out, T. We celebrating. I'm turning 40, shawty. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ Sergeant Rock in the building. Broski, some of the topics that we was talking about tonight, and I was telling the panel, like, if they got any questions, the callers, if y'all want to shout me out, whatever y'all want to do, if you want to cash at me, now that's what I goddamn need. You know, I ain't get my check this week. You know they. You know they say I owe the IRS, so make sure you cash out, boy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but Rock, I wanted to run down a couple of topics. We was talking about the whole Kanye West situation. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know your no filter thoughts about that. And we also was talking about, do you think with age comes wisdom? As I said at the beginning of the show, I'm just so happy to be alive another year, because another, you know, black men don't make it to 40, you know, and let's just keep it real, like, so that's an accomplishment. So those were some of the topics that we was talking about, broski. So if you want to chime in on any of those, feel free to.
All right, well, about this Kanye situation, I'm just going to be honest with you. I think Kanye has now become a victim of trying to get in too deep. You see what I'm saying? Everybody seems to be on this righteous quest, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. What's the law is supposed to be the law, and nobody is above the law. Okay. I get it. But now, Kanye is just like Dope said. You know what I'm saying? Little Richard, James Brown, you know what I'm saying? Like, the industry is designed to let you get so far, and then when you get so far, you're supposed to stop. You ain't supposed to go no farther. Well, Kanye pushed the envelope. He pushed the envelope. He's reaching. And when you reach for something like that, like Dope said, you either going to get shot, you know, murdered, or, you know, killed, whatever. You know, I mean, they could set the shit up. You know what I'm saying? The airplane crash with Kobe. You know what I'm saying? They saying it was a setup. You know what I'm talking about? Pimp C dying in L.A. They saying that was a setup. You see what I'm saying? They'll set the shit up to make it look like what the fuck they want to make it look like. You see what I'm saying? That's appeasing to them. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, Kanye is just a victim of reaching too much. You know what I'm saying? Like Dope said, if Dr. Dre ain't trying to shake the motherfucking tree, and Ice Cube ain't trying to shake the tree, and all these millionaire rap niggas, you know what I'm saying? You know, the billionaires, we ain't even got enough of them. But the millionaire rap niggas, they ain't trying to push the envelope because they know what time it is. Because guess what? In the continental United States of America, you are not going to do anything in this bitch without the help of some Jews or some white folks.
The machine.
And that's just the bottom goddamn line. You know what I'm saying? We've heard for years, you got to do this, you got to do that. Yeah, well, where they tell you to go get whatever you got to do it at, white folks. White folks right. own the distribution companies. White folks own right. the pressing plants. White folks own shit. You remember when Suge Knight, Jay Prince, and Irv Gotti, or Russell Simmons, they tried to do their own little distribution company? What they do? They came in and shut it down, didn't it? Because the machine is not going to allow you to make more money than the machine. The machine, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you that because you're saying the same thing that Dope said, but bro, do you see that as the problem? Like, why is it this machine that is able to stop, block, drop you at any, and when I say that humbly, when you work, when you, like how Carter say, bitch, I got it out the mud. Like, I mean,
right.
Do you agree with that?
Hell no, I don't agree with it.
Okay, and that wasn't challenging what you just said, but I'm just saying, like, that's my issue. It's this fucking machine.
What?
Like, at my job, I call them a corporate, they're corporate devils. They getting all the money, sitting on their ass, scratching their asses all day, ain't really doing no work. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the low man on the board doing everything, you know, so that was... Because I respect what you said, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the fucking problem. It's the machine.
Right.
What can
now,
I do to fix it?
Get this now. If you want to get involved with the machine, then you have to first understand the machine and how the machine works. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's never worked in favor of black people anyway. Look at what they did to Prince. Look at what they did to Michael Jackson. Look at what they did to Whitney Houston. It has mm-hmm. never been in our favor. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in a lot of ways, I hate to say this, we'll never get to that point. We'll never get there. We'll never get there. Because
Dope kind of said something similar.
Soon as somebody pulls a Kanye West out, here we go. We got to shut this Negro down. Well, man, he was making us so much money. And I went, shit. We're going to have to do something. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, pull this nigga's coattail or some shit. And Kanye West is telling them motherfuckers, you can't pull my coattail. So guess what? It's a fight now. Now, like Dope said, I respect him too because he's brave enough to do it. But we all knew Kanye West was crazy because when he first came out and said Bush doesn't care about black people, when he didn't come to the aid of us, you know, people down here for Katrina, when he said Bush doesn't care about black people, that did it.
You got
that
a point.
Did it for me.
You got
that did it for me. I was like, oh, this nigga flew the coop. Well, he's got to go through what he goes through. And like, okay, when he first came out, he ain't have no mask on. Now all this Donda shit and all this bullshit, he's wearing a mask, he's covering up his whole face and shit. Like, nigga, we know who you are. We know what you look like. What did you hide your face for? No, seriously, what is you hiding your face for?
Because the people that you done work for
and that's done work for you, they know what you look like. Come on, man. Get real.
You know, but at the same time, like I say, he just become a victim of getting in too deep and trying to do the reverse role. You know what I'm saying? If Kanye West say something bad pertaining to black people, everybody black is going to be like, shun him. Get him out of there. Cancel him. You see what I'm saying? But as soon as he put that White Lives Matter shirt on, and nobody got it but Charleston White. Charleston White say, how in the world can y'all get mad at this man for wearing a White Lives Matter shirt and he got biracial kids?
Right.
It was a point he was trying to make. It was a point he was trying to make. You know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter, you had to turn it into a slogan. Then you had to get three lesbians to oversee the shit. But White Lives Matter, oh, shit, you done stirred up the pot. Kanye know what he doing, man. He know what he doing. He know exactly what he doing. And he also knows he could face dire consequences behind this shit. He know that, too. But, you know, some niggas are ready to go, and, you know, some niggas ain't prepared for that fight. You know what I'm saying? So big up to Kanye West, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't seen nothing like this in a while.
Yeah. I still feel like we should be able to fight against that machine. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we need to figure that part out. But everything you said, bro, you definitely have some valid points. So I respect it.
Okay, G. How can we fight against the machine when we're a part of the machine? We on the internet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, what I'm saying is I don't have the answers. That's what I'm trying to figure it out. You feel me? Good.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
But I do hardly.
I'm gonna need it.
I wholeheartedly agree with Dope though. Once we got to start owning shit. Like the more we own, the more right or more control we'll have, you know. And it's hard for us to own, or the stuff that we do own, it's hard to get successful in it because a lot of people don't support black businesses. You know what I'm saying? So they got our minds conditioned still. Not everybody, but they got the majority minds conditioned still, you know, and trained, you know, to do what the generation before them been taught to do. Like, let's be honest.
Right.
We had our own Black Wall Street. Detroit, Michigan, was a whole black market. You know what I'm saying? And they destroyed it. So if we can get that aspect again and start owning more, because right now these days, you really got control to do what the fuck you really want to do. You know what I'm saying? They're
trying
to give you all the way with these smartphones and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, YouTube channels is making like $8,000 a month or more. You know what I'm saying? So,
clearly,
ways, you know, they give you the pieces, but not too many of us is going to figure it out because we was taught to do it this way. Or we, you know, my mama did it this way, so I'm going to do it this way. My daddy did it this way, so I'm going to do it this way. We don't want to go against the grain and be, jump out there like I was saying before. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, he do that?
Right.
I got your back. You know, I met Killer Mike face-to-face. He came to the shop we was building. And the main thing he was teaching was support black banks. You know what I'm saying? Put your money in the black bank, black business. He's a big advocate of that. That's why he's like, come to Atlanta. We got a lot of black owned sis. So I agree with Dope Hardly. That's one way to start it. Once we start owning some shit.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for helpful suggestions, because I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It should not be no motherfucking machine that can stop, block, drop you, take your money, your blessings, your opportunities for something that you work for. That's your intellectual property, right? That's wrong.
Well, yep. And,
so,
and guess
I'm
what?
I'm going to leave it at that.
That's why I think they invented the internet. That number one, they invented the internet to kill hip-hop. Well, while they was killing hip-hop, they figured out other ways to kill shit. You see what I'm saying? And
that's why we
up.
Need to come up
you
with the
I'm
movement. And we might not see it in our lifetime, but maybe the kids, maybe the motherfucking grandkids, the grandchildren, maybe they might motherfucking see it. But now is the time to fight.
Yeah.
But team, check this out. I told y'all this. Everybody was going to start clocking in around 11 o'clock. Let me tell you something. I done seen 6, 7, 8 on the air, on the sweet boys. Look, Deuce got me fucked up with these damn shots. And yeah, we got 302 on the switchboard, 070, and the shit nasty, too. I don't even like it like this. Yeah, but,
man.
Did you come to work? Or did I have to come to work on my own goddamn birthday like I got to do at Dollar General on Monday? Did you come to work tonight, bro?
I guess I could do some work.
I know you can, bro. I was just playing. I'm gonna give you holiday pay. For Halloween, goddamn it, you're gonna get your Halloween paycheck.
Take it away.
Take it away,
dude.
Go ahead, dude.
Hey, we got the 6, 7, 8 last four digits 9143. You're now live
you
on Reinhard Radio. Who we got?
Who we got?
Yo, what's going on, man? Jit, you getting old as hell, bro.
Oh shit, that's Cliff J.
Are you getting old as hell?
Cliff J, what's up, Broski?
Wow. Your ass look 19, but you got damn 50.
What's going on,
boy? What the fuck? what the fuck is up with that shit?
I'm working on it, bro. I'm Benjamin Buttons. I age backwards around this motherfucker.
You got damn right, man. That's what I'm talking about. You look good,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. They got my dog in the building, bro. I don't know who put this together, but I appreciate it. Cliff J, you already know what it is, man. From day one, I salute you.
Yeah, brother. The fam checked in, told me what was up. You know what I'm saying? I had to fall through.
Definitely.
Hey,
definitely.
That's the one who told me not to let you know he was going to pop up, J.
Hey, I see. My dog. That's what's up.
Right, man. Yeah, for sure. Happy birthday to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, bro.
Want to make sure that you stay healthy over there, man. Keep staying healthy. Keep staying up. Don't let nothing keep you down, man, because we're going to need you until you're like, 85, 90. You feel me?
All right. And that's about 100 more years, So, yeah, hell yeah. I ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, Broski, I had to hit you with this real quick, man. What you thought about the topics we was talking about tonight since we got you on the line, bro?
Yeah, y'all don't mind my dog back there. She barking because my wife about to get up out of here. But,
no, you good.
Yeah, man.
Bro.
Like
Happy Halloween.
Topic about Kanye.
Damn it.
Right. The topic about Kanye, man, you know what I'm saying? If y'all look at my Facebook feed, y'all know I'm an adamant supporter of what the boy is doing. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a supporter of everything that he's been doing. Shit. So I honestly believe that what he is doing is for the greater good of us, black folks, including, other races too, but specifically black people, because, we've been dealing with a lot of this system or machine, for a very, very, very long time. You know what I'm saying? Now that leads me back. Cause I gotta bring this up. Everybody be talking about it and everybody be stuck on it. I gotta bring this up. That leads me back to his comment when he said slavery sound like a choice. Now, if y'all look at it now, do y'all see what he means? Do y'all see what he mean when he say that, we had a choice to fight back all alone, but we never stood on it because we're waiting for salvation instead of taking the steps to save ourselves. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This man is literally was a billionaire, a couple of days ago, and risked all of that trying to help save us or help put us in a better position, in a better light, and in a better way. and they shut him down completely for that. Every time, you know what I'm saying, a black messiah or something like that comes through, or somebody that is talking up for black people, they always find a way to shut them down or kill them. They start with the money first. They start with their reputation, and then they go for their life.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So we got to watch that, and we gotta come together and really see, look, it's certain people out here that really need protecting. You see what I'm saying? Certain people out here really need to be, you talking about right now. In the United States of America, they say it's about 5 or 6 black billionaires. It's about 150 black multimillionaires. And you telling me that none of these people can come together and do something big for our community? None of these people. Now, granted,
I agree with you.
You got T.I. Right. T.I. He and Bankhead right now talking about building a mixed income community. But he say he doing it for black people, but you know who going to benefit off of this.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know who going to benefit off of this. So you have to ask the question then, are you doing this for black people or are you doing it for your self-benefit?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You're not really risking nothing in building something that pretty soon white people are going to gentrify and they're going to shit out your people. You see what I'm saying? You're just making money from that side then. You know what I'm saying? But your people are going to get shit out. So what are you really building for when you say that you're building? Are you building to push that back into the community? I don't know if y'all seen the Instagram text that Kanye sent out about the White Lives Matter shirt, with the conversation that he had with his father. But his father said, you know what I'm saying, you know, basically that's a big move right there that you just made. And then he said, basically you can sell them shirts, make the money off the white community from them shirts, bring it right back to the black community. Kanye said, that's exactly my idea. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta really watch why he doing certain things and why he is saying certain things. I'm gonna bring up one more point in there, and then I'm gonna, you know, let somebody else interject. Back in the 1800s, a lot of people don't know this, but back in the 1800s, the majority of black people were Republican at one point.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The majority of black people were Republican. And,
facts.
You know, one racial incident from the Republican Party made everybody switch to the Democratic Party, which the Democratic Party promoted slavery. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But because they wanted to go with a savior at that time, black people wanted to go with a savior at that time, everybody switched to the Democratic Party. But if you notice, the leaders that came out of the black community, I'm talking about Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, they represented no party because they understood that both sides are the same. You see what I'm saying? So now we as a people, we got to look at all of this and we got to say, okay, What were everybody trying to tell us at one time? What were everybody trying to tell us? That we need to start our own. We need to really start separating. We need to figure out a way so that we can have something for us, because they don't look at us as valuable until we have something that we're building on our own. That's just like, you know what I'm saying, if you got your own company. And you telling people that you have a company and all that, but then they going to want to look at, you know, say, what value have you put out there to show that you have a company? If you don't have no paperwork or nothing to show that you have any value for that company, they're going to say, okay, you just a regular person. That's how the world is looking at black people right now. They're looking at us like we're just regular. As much as we speak about we kings and queens and we the gods of the earth and stuff like that, we are not showing that, nor are we representing that in any fashion. We're just sitting on our ass and not building for ourselves. And that's what Kanye is fighting for.
You said a mouthful, man. Said a mouthful.
Church.
Hey, and you know we family, bro. So if you want to stick around in the building with us, man, we're celebrating all night long, you know what I'm saying, man? So you could definitely chill with us and call us. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. That was some real shit. I think everybody had some valid fucking points on that. That's why it was important for us to discuss that tonight, you know, so.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely. All right, man, so check this out. We keeping this thing moving, man. You know, it's my birthday. I'm turning 40, shouted. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing some of my fucking favorite hits from the cast of Ground Hard Radio. Some old school, you know what I'm saying? Some mainstream or whatever the case may be. So we're going to keep this thing moving, team. I think it's time. Because look, boy, we went for a whole 90 minutes straight. Goddamn, we're going to pay some bills real quick, man. And I love this track here. This is from my broski. This is Carter Mafioso featuring Logic 4.0 with For Less. Ground Hard Radio. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Keep it locked.
This is Sam B. Mixing Recordings. Located in Columbia, SC, the vibe is high, the environment is welcoming, creativity flows freely, and most importantly, the work gets done. Allow me to bring your vision to life. Book your next session at sambemixing.com, or you can reach me at 678-368-5278.
Sandy Nixon. Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio, so get your ass off that couch.
Alright, time.
ENT, 803.
Shit, I'm not to be fucked with.
Smoke, old nigga. They caught a mafioso. Hard time, ENT. Remember, Logic 4.0. Spoke, old nigga. They caught a mafioso. It's hard time, ENT. Remember, Logic 4.0. Cool, old school, my nigga, I'm still at it. Craftmatic like Nautilus, nigga, I'm Illmatic. I'm so electrifying, these niggas don't want static. I'm in my early 40s and niggas, I still got it. Pull up to the scene, room missing the two-seater. And use my one Peter to master these two divas. And when I set the current, I'm using my voltmeter. I stay well protected, carrying two heaters. Not a faster, my team was faster than two cheaters. And now my job is testing for good reefer. Smoked out, choke niggas out up in the sleeper. Stay flogging, my dogs stay barking like two cheetahs. Much quicker, leaving niggas ticket in the fever. Open receivers, y'all just underachievers. We making major moves and we don't care if you believe us. Cause really, we don't give a fuck about you either.
Now I give a fuck less.
Spoke, old nigga.
Now I give a fuck less.
They caught a mafioso.
Now I give a fuck less.
Hard time, ENT. Remember, now I give a fuck less. Spoke, old nigga. They caught a mafioso. Hard time, ENT.
Shameful living in my way. Layless giving in my pay. Poverty, paradise. For you, water, you better think twice. Poverty, paradise. For you,
your point of view, pistol of the iron, I got the power, trying to make it through, always applying, straight, grinding individual, too much lying, stop crying, try to make a mill or two, get your thoughts back in order, cause time is getting shorter, they ain't running out of water, they gon' drown the sun and daughter, so beware of global warming, and the temperature is changing, created to rule the earth, body we get insane, wise words explaining, strong minds attaining, pass it on to the next man so he displays it. Mafioso, the Met, Mar, keep it poppin'. We lost it 4 points to the old weed. Stop it, let them haters keep watchin'.
Spoke, old nigga. They caught a mafioso. It's hard time, ENT. Remember, Logic 4.0. Spoke, old nigga. They caught a mafioso. It's hard time, ENT. Remember, Logic 4.0.
after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Teeth, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Ain't no bitches really trapping. You say you on some city girl shit. Bitch, where? We got bags over here. We get on a whole lot of bitches. From San Diego up to the coast of L.A., Bay Area, lot of bitches, bitch. Huh? You ain't never heard, now where's the smoke? I don't hear you, though. We know a lot of bitches, lot of bitches, and you bitches can get stitches. You hear me, though? Huh? Yeah.
I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches.
Who, me?
I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches.
Who, me?
They talking that nasty, get trashy. Not trying to get in your backseat. Why you trying to surpass me? I want a bag like athletes. Know a lot of bitches who ain't half of me. See, this bitch got no class. And this bitch, she trash. This bitch say she rap. And that bitch get no pass. Sit on yo ass, robber sacks, I get the bag. No competition, bitch, you sad. Queen bee, smoke gas. I burn the bitch real fast.
I know a lot of bitches.
I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches.
Who, me?
I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches,
who, me?
These bitches know I'm the one.
Period.
Y'all bitches were just for fun.
That part.
Bitch, you know I run it up. Period, don't give a fuck. Bitches, they talking shit. I run the bag up real quick. Bitch say she ran a lick, but bitch, she ain't got shit. We out the mud, don't chase dick. I'm every nigga's favorite bitch. Bitches say classy, but really out here nasty. A lot of you bitches is clowns, B. Bitch run a bag naturally. This bitch on her back, running tail, I'll run it back. This bitch got no gas on E, bitch, you better park it back. It's Bambi, bitch, period.
Yeah.
I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches.
Ooh, me?
I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches. I know a lot of bitches,
ooh,
me.
Hey. Grind Hard Radio. Little. Woo. Queen.
Woo.
That's how you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That's how you turn up.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Turned all the way up. Yep.
I like that shit, Queen. I like that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That shit boss.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, goddamn it. Y'all got y'all shots. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got y'all pre-rolls. You know what I'm saying? I'm turning 40. Shout it. Hit us up, 323-693-3043.
Come on, Jit. Quit playing with us like that, man. You already know we smoking and drinking with you, man. Come on,
well,
man.
Let's go. Cause I'm turned up.
I got some cigarettes and water over here, but everybody,
you got cigarettes and water. All right, so check this out, to you. Before we get to some more of these goddamn hits, now, Clear J, I wanted to go back one more last time. Goddamn, we're gonna wrap this whole Kanye thing up. Y'all know my biggest complaint was the machine. Clear J, how do you feel about that it's a machine? I call them corporate devils, but it's a machine that can literally block you, stop you, drop your bags, drop your opportunities. You understand what I'm saying? And do you think that that's something that we can change?
I do believe it's a machine. I do believe it's the very machine that Kanye talks about. Like, I don't think it's wrong or bad to say that Jewish people run the media. You know what I'm saying? That they yep. control most of the media. I don't think that's wrong or bad to say. I mean, it's facts. You can go and research and look it up to find out that the head of most of the major companies are Jewish people. You know, the heads are exclusively Jewish. You see what I'm saying? And right. I don't think it's also wrong to say that we as a black people should envy that a little bit. We should look at that and say, okay, how did they do that? You know, how did we allow it so that, you know, it was nothing but that? Because, I mean, even white folks, like just regular white folks that call themselves Christian, should look at that and say, how? You see what I'm saying? And what we could do to combat it is, you know, we have the internet. The internet is open source at this moment. You know, it's not controlled by any government or any entity. It's controlled by, you know what I'm saying, a few companies that just coming together and building the thing up. But you are allowed to have your own website. Like this is why, you know, early in the year, I got on here and I was talking about, you know, not loading your music on Spotify. If you are going to load it on Spotify, just use it as promotion to send that back to your site so that, you know, you can get money from your site.
That's some jewelry.
You can say anything that you want on your site. You can build, you know what I'm saying, any type of income directly from your site, and they can't shut it down because it's your site. Like, you own it.
Right.
So, so it's like, you know, like, Stuff like that people got to look at. Like, we got black clothing companies and stuff like that that have their own sites. If we promoted those sites more to our community, you know what I'm saying, we can build those companies up while also
real
helping
shit.
To build other black, you know, companies up. And then, you know what I'm saying, when our companies get big and we investing and you know what I'm saying, what is that, venture capitalism into our own companies, shoot, we can get as big as you know, possibly the Jews. But the thing is, we just have to look at how they do it. You see what I'm saying? Like, when they build a company, it's just not one of them building that company. It's all of them coming together as a collective and saying, okay, I'm going to play this role in the business. You're going to play this role in the business. You're going to play this role in the business. And we're going to bring our money together, and we're going to help to build this thing, like, bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, it's not saying that we don't need to, you know what I'm saying, cooperate with Jewish entities. But we also need to say, okay, we have our own separate stuff over here just in case y'all getting y'all feelings about something. You see what I'm saying? You can't shut down what's already built and owned by a particular person. The only way that you can shut it down is through, you know what I'm saying, using the media to downplay a person or to call the person crazy or something like that and get the masses to believe it. But if we start working on controlling the media, we can do that too. We could, you know, control the narrative. So we can do it. We just got to, you know, see how they play it and, you know what I'm saying,
agree with you.
Copy and duplicate and then, you know, build them up. Like, we can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, let's all also right. not forget that the United States created a country for the Jews as well. So in 1947,
exactly.
they created Israel. So, and they give them billions of dollars every year. So, man.
Right, now, we talk about that. That's a whole monster in itself. That's a whole deceptive tactic in itself. Because, you know, also with Kanye saying that, you know, we are the true Jews, like black people are the true Jews. He is, you know, correct about that. It's fully documented that, you know what I'm saying, Israel once belonged to us. I mean, it's right there next to Africa. Why wouldn't it belong to us? You see what I'm saying? Like, that was our land, you know what I'm saying? The very book that people hate on all the time, the Bible, that was written for our people. You see what I'm saying? And you got these converts, and that's documented as well, that, you know what I'm saying, the Jewish people are converts from Germany. They gave them that land once that land was fully, you know, dispersed to black people and, of course, Arabic people. They cut off a section of the land of Israel and gave it to the white folks and said, okay, you know, this is your land now. And now we gonna pump it into everybody's head that this always belonged to you. So, like I said, that's a bigger monster in itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I could go on absolutely. For days about that, but, you know.
All right, goddamn it. Somebody might need to join the cast. All right, so Kanye, sit your ass down for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
this
he definitely is.
Dropping jewels, boy. He dropping serious jewels.
Kanye, chill out for a little minute, but we feel you. So, team, got to keep this thing moving. I got to ask y'all this question. Do y'all feel like the universe is not letting Ground Hard Radio go? What y'all think about that? I feel like the universe like, nigga, y'all ain't going nowhere. What y'all think? That's a serious question. It's a serious question.
You are,
I know.
They say you get back whatever you put out in the universe. So do the math. And then
saying,
all of us are planets. Everybody is a planet. You know what I'm saying? And planets are part of the universe. You know what I'm saying? So what we putting in, it's like it grows. It never stops. You know what I'm saying? Planets are something that is made and growing from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So once this energy gets put in, you got to think, since 2011, you know what I'm saying? To now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
11 years later?
It's not.
11
yeah,
and a half
so
years
it's later. Not, right. So it can't die unless we leave. You see what I'm saying? So it's always gonna be here. That's why it's like you can't, you know what I'm saying? Just like, you know what I'm saying, like that was the main reason, you know, for it's like, damn, your born day was the reason to bring us back together. You know what I'm saying? Because you are the universe. You got you and I in universe. You know what I'm saying? That's us. You know what I'm saying? It's unity. You know what I'm saying? And that's unity always bring one. So long as you one, that's just like the head transformer, octagon fan. It's just like finding like Voltron. You know what I'm saying? We all are parts of each other. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, shit, we might go swizz off, but we always gonna come back to one on laying on here. You know what I'm saying? So
for some reason,
you know what I'm saying?
It's already written.
It's a foundation. You know,
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. And team, I just wanted to throw this out there real quick. After we wrapped 2 weeks ago, I had a few radio stations actually reach out to me for interviews. I actually booked one, and I remember one of the questions. It'll be coming out soon, and I'll let y'all definitely know when the day come out. One of the questions was they were saying that, you know, oh, this is the last episode of 2022. What would you miss? And one thing that I did say was I missed the day-to-day being a part of a social circle, you know what I'm saying? Because we talk, we text, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We very much involved with each other, you know what I'm saying? So that was some real shit that you just said, Carter. So I respect that 1,000%, bro. You know, so I just had to ask. Yeah. Universe, the Doucet ain't just talking. I guess the universe is, too. So we got to keep this thing moving, team. What y'all doing this Halloween? Is you tricking or is you treating? You know what I'm saying? Because usually
I'm working.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you working? You getting your bag?
I'm getting money.
Yeah,
that's
when the biggest
bag
seems.
Ain't
like
no tricking this Halloween.
Hell no.
All right. Ain't no treating, huh?
I ain't tricking. I'm working. So, bitch, pay me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know that's right, my nigga. I know that's right, goddammit, nigga.
You got to get to that money.
That's hilarious.
Fuck
Halloween and fuck any pagan holiday that the United States
domestically
come up with. Fuck Halloween. Fuck Halloween. I get
right.
Well, now, who gonna get mad in this ratchet-ass bitch? Who gonna get
mad? Shit, me, nigga, what's up? Turn up, what's up with it then? Shit, what you wanna do? What you wanna do, nigga?
Shit.
Now, hold up. Now, I know Halloween falls on a Monday, but goddamn, bro.
Fuck Jeffrey Dahmer. Fuck all that Halloween bullshit. Fuck all the horror movies. Fuck all of this bullshit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all you satanic motherfuckers. Fuck all you spooky ghouls and goblins and shit. Fuck all y'all.
Hey, that's fucked up. I don't like that shit, Ron. I ain't like that, nigga. No request for you tonight. Keep it moving. I ain't like that shit. Fuck that, nigga.
Hey, Jim,
somebody call Trigger. Shit, where's Trigger? What's up? What's up, Carter?
Hey, Ron,
you know I'm joking.
Ask Rock why they made him cut that white pillowcase in three circles and say he was a ghost when he was 6 years old.
Don't do it, bro. Don't. Come on, now, Carl, don't do it, bro.
That's poor people shit. That's in the ghetto and you ain't got no money for a costume show.
Right.
You poke not three holes.
Yo,
in a goddamn
I gotta tell y'all a story about Halloween.
Your tennis shoes and your bell bottoms.
Don't do it, bro. Look,
I got to tell y'all the fucked up story about Halloween, man. You know what I'm saying? This is my own personal story. So, like, you know, we talk about costumes and stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? When I was little, you know, I think I was maybe about 7 years old. We was about to go out and have, you know what I'm saying, a little trick-or-treat night or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying, I showed up to my grandma's house late. So all my other cousins and stuff like that, I got about 130 of them jokers. So all of them done got, you know, costumes from their parents, whatever grandma had left over, they got costumes from them, right? So I'm like, okay, well, I ain't got no costume to wear. So my grandma go to her closet, find a little girl dress and one of her wigs, and was like, put that on. I was like, oh my God, I know we not finna go out here. Girl. So anyway, I put the shit on, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I want to go out in Halloween with my motherfucking cousin too, right? We go door to door.
Bro, you stupid.
We go door to door, you know what I'm saying? And I always been, you know what I'm saying, kind of handsome, not trying to brag on myself. I always been kind of cute as a young age, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I always look young. So I would go, we would go door to door, knock on the door. Everybody swelled I was a little girl, bro. Everybody swelled I was a little girl.
No, I was like, bro.
I'm not going trick-or-treating with you niggas no more. Y'all are not finna play me like this, bro.
Damn.
It's over after this, bro. Fuck Halloween, all this shit. I ain't dressing up as no little girl no more.
But you know what, though, Clint J, we respect that. You know what I'm saying? We respect that. You know I love you, big bro. But Rock, fuck you tonight, nigga. I ain't like none of that shit, nigga. I thought I had to look out for dope, not your ass, nigga. But it's all good, though.
What? What? You ain't like the fact that I said fuck Halloween?
Yeah, I ain't like none of that shit, nigga.
I wasn't talking about your birthday.
No, fuck.
I wasn't talking about your birthday. I said fuck Halloween. I ain't saying fuck
well,
your
birthday. Well, goddamn, nigga. Goddamn, it's all one and the same, goddamn it. But you check this out. My motherfucking day, nigga, goddamn it. It's my birthday. But hey, check this out. We got 302 on the switchboard. We got 419. We got the 305, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to take a bite to the phone lines. I'm loving this shit, man. Dope. Let's take a bite to the phone lines, nigga. I got your check. It's coming. It's on its way, goddamn it. I'm calling the HR right now, nigga.
just like the machine making a nigga work on his birthday. Hey, we got nobody but my man.
We was getting along though. God damn. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, this is everybody's favorite Hispanic, niggas. One of my unlegitimate
Hispanic
co-hosts, Crush the Catalyst.
Oh, that you so rude. That was rude.
I don't know why you let this 18 light skinned nigga control the switchboard.
You gotta do something.
That's the only talent he has is pushing buttons.
Yes, it is. And especially mine, Crush. Especially mine. Yeah, you're right. That's my motherfucker.
That's the only talent he got. But shout out to my birthday brother, Jit.
Hey.
Monday is our day. We in here.
Yeah, I'm turning up with you. This Monday.
Happy birthday,
no. Halloween had his birthday. And I'm trying to figure out what Halloween did to Rock. He got a backstory.
Come on, Crush.
Something happened to him in childhood.
Halloween ain't doing shit to me. It's a fake ass holiday.
Why are you so mad at it?
Crush, I got your contract, bro. I see a new season. Yeah, I see a new season,
man.
With Crush the Catalyst.
Fuck
I see
Halloween.
A new season with Crush. Bro, you ain't gonna
keep
doing
that. I'm sitting here like, damn, who hurt
you?
You
ain't gonna
like,
keep doing that, bro.
Did somebody in a chubby mask still see me candy one year? Like, what's going on?
Hey, man. Have my trail Halloween. Fuck it.
Like, let us know. We are here for you.
That's fucked up, Rock. Yeah.
He got attacked by a little person in the chubby mask. That's funny.
I'm sure he did.
Like,
yeah.
Let us know.
I'm
not we are here for
anything.
You.
Look, check this out. I'm going to be DJing for a Halloween party this weekend, and they want everybody to wear a costume. Guess who's not going to be wearing the costume? Me.
You don't wear a costume, it's going to be disgruntled DJ.
I'm going to be working for Halloween.
Damn. Well, oh, that's man. The end of that nigga contract. That's the end of that one. All right, y'all want to keep moving? Did you know what I know? God damn it. Right,
you ain't got out of control.
I had to light up. I wasn't expecting that, bro. I had to light up on that one, god damn it. You know what I'm saying? Pull the shot. Yeah, pull the motherfucking shot. Yeah, we about to bring a new season, January 2023, around this motherfucker, the way we going. We going to keep this thing moving. We got Crush in the building. We got Clear J. We going to get into some more of these motherfucking hits. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. Next track is up. It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, with Kobe, live on Ground Hard Radio. Turn up for a check.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? Just a good neighbor, Peter Later Boss. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Yep. Sausalito season.
Good job, though.
Back to the present, so I'm Thanos on these niggas. My passing guys and the SRT handles niggas. I'm grinding every day, I'm out working all these niggas. I'm hustling for the dream, switching houses on these niggas. You make it and you spend it, I'ma make it cause I'm living. Money is a must, and got a nigga trust. My kids, they gotta trust. You ain't tripping on the bus, down no longer on the bus now. Finicky on Greyhound, hunting for the bag like a bloodhound. Can't tell a nigga nothing, unless it comes with the bread. I need a oven cooking in the kitchen, now he do the mixing. Pyrex is getting cracked from the heat of niggas whipping. Never pocket watch it, keep a watch in my pocket. Niggas know the time, I'm out here getting mine. Got a 30 on the 9, so it's 9:30. Catch me outside, you lames better go in early. They worry what it costs, man, it's nothing to repeat. It's nothing to me, I run it up daily. Working gradually, a hustler on the team. A killer lives in me, that's Kobe. They worry what it costs, man, it's nothing to a beat. It's nothing
running plays with the team. Pay that on time, pay that cosign. Pay me next time, get your neckties. Lord of flies, hold my. Never faking for an image, never frontin' on my niggas. Seeing how we living, thanking God for what he's given. Jesus, my credit score has risen. Hard work is all grind, network is all mine. Network is all shine, blow up this landmine. Blow hard, she's all mine. Grinding like our teeth are missing. Did you niggas listen? Never pocket watch it, keep a watch in my pocket. Cause a nigga know the time. I'm out here getting mine. Got a 30 on the 9, so it's 9:30. Catch me outside, you lanes better go in early. They worry what it costs, man, it's nothing to a beat. It's nothing to me. I run it up daily, working gradually. A hustler on the team, a killer lives in me. That's Kobe. They worry what it costs, man, it's nothing to a beat. It's nothing to me. I run it up daily, working gradually. A hustler on the team, a killer lives in me. That's Kobe.
Woo! World Hard Radio. We run this shit.
From the 919, Just KP, and I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us,
323-693-3043.
Hey,
hold on, what was that?
What? One more time, 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio.
Take off.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, cut, cut. You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is. You're gonna make my boys look bad.
Why don't you let us come up with our own stuff?
We tried that, remember? Now you're in the best possible position you could be in. So what's the matter? Your shoes on too tight or something? Let's have some action. Let's have some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
Perfection. Perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
DJ Sergeant Rock.
My man Beats by Bonnie. On the track. You know what I'm talking about. And we finna do a little something like this for the ladies. You know what I'm talking about.
You look delicious. Hair slayed, outfit vicious. Eyes blinging, nails shining. Body cut to perfect the real diamond. Super bad when you walk in the door. And I wanna see you bounce your ass to the floor. And hit all the way down on the floor. And bring it over here and throw a little more on.
Looking like your whole body's pressed on. Uncut dope, ain't none of it stepped on. So surprised you the one they slept on. So it's no surprise you the one I crept on. I ain't lying, little mama, I love that. So let's find a spot when it's over the grub at. And after that, it's all about the chewing. And you ain't got to ask what we doing.
I see you over there just wiggling. Standing still, but your ass still jiggling. Make a blind man want to get an erection. Anybody can see your perfection.
Perfection, perfection. Watching you is a blessing. Perfection, perfection. I'm taking you home, no question.
Why?
Got you dropping down low all the way to the floor. And I'm Sergeant Rock and I'ma let you know that I ain't your average nigga, cause I could give a fuck about your figure. You can have no ass and still look sexy. You can have no hair, it ain't gon' scare me.
Say what?
Cause I'ma do what I'ma do. And right now the focus is on you. I'm creeping like a locust on you. To get at that monkey poking on you. Plus you know how to make that ass clap. It looks so good, you gotta look back. Made a brother on drugs, straight shook back. Made a brother getting stamps, put the books back. Made a brother that was laid on the draw in another nigga car that was iron, they took that. You making their heart hurt, ain't got them in their feelings like church. So baby,
like Prince in a revolution. Throw that ass in a revolution. No Instagram, no Snapchat. Just straight free shots from the bar pack. Blowing excellent, super good. Hoping I can hit you with the super wood. Right about now, it's a dance off. Later on tonight, panties coming off.
I see you over there just wiggling. Standing still, but your ass still jiggling. Make a blind man wanna get an erection. Anybody can see your perfection.
Perfection, perfection. Watching you with a blessing. Perfection, perfection. I'm taking you home, no question.
TSDS, this shit don't stop, stop.
Perfection, making their mouth drop like, drop like, drop like, drop
like. DJ Sergeant Rock.
My man Beats by Bonnie on the track, you know what I'm talking about? Workshop in the building. You know how we do it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah.
Sergeant Rock, you did that.
Trill.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Damn it. Great show. I'm 40, shouty. I actually turned 40 this month. Goddamn, so you know. This is for show purposes. This is for show purposes, goddamn. You got to call production. Goddamn it.
Yes,
Miranda, anybody want to throw anything out there? Now the time to do it, and we're going to start off with my motherfucking big bro, Broshi. Thank you for putting this all together. Throw yourself out there, man. And that's Mob Trill.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about for yourself. Hey,
face, Ma. The Hood Loud King, better known as the God Divine Universal. Yo, shout out to the whole motherfucking cast on the board. Miss Chief, Joe, DJ Todd, Rob, Clear J, most of all, Get Chronicles, Black Eric King, all the callers that's on the line that didn't get the chance to get on. Appreciate you, you know, showing Get love. You know what I'm saying? Sam Barry said he was exhausted too. But, you know what I'm saying? He sent his love
it's
to you,
It's all good.
Too.
Love y'all. Yeah, man. You know I love y'all niggas. Straight up.
I'm glad we keeping the train going. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you before, Jit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my part. Whether we on or not, it's grind or die for life. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about your actions and talking. You know what I'm saying? So you can't kill what you done built. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you positive, everything is going to happen, you know what I'm saying? And everything happens for a reason. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep the train rolling. Enjoy your born day. You know what I'm saying? Live it up. You know what I'm saying? And just look at the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you made it another year around the sun. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit we call life ain't getting no easier or no better. It's only getting harder. And, you know, more ways to hold us back. So I'm proud of you, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember you was at the pit, you know what I'm saying? Now you running shit, making scared of goddamn, got a team, you know what I'm saying? So
you
grown as a man, and I'm proud of you, and I'm proud to be your brother. I love you, you know what I'm saying? And,
I love
you know what I'm saying? Keep grinding safe for life, you know what I'm saying? Shout out
grind
to South Villager. The rest of the team, the rest of the cast, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's rolling with Grind Hard Radio. Salute.
That's what it is. All right. Yeah. The Queen, Miss Chief, running that motherfucking 6-1 here. You know I love you. I got to check in with you this weekend before I turn up. I love you, Queen. Definitely going to catch up. But throw yourself out the house,
too.
Thank you for everything.
I just
want
to say, you know, happy birthday to you. March around the sun, because, you know, as Grind Hard Radio cast, you know, it's grind or die every day. You know, I feel like I've been part of your journey, of your professional journey, you know, your ups, your downs and everything. And like I told you before, there are so many things that you can grasp that it's just like an olive tree sitting there waiting for you to pick off the olives off of there, bro. You know, and I just want to let you know happy birthday. Enjoy your Moet. I think you're well deserved. You know, have your little brunch with it. You know, I mean, you get your little French toast and some bacon and stuff and drink your Moet.
Queen.
And I want you to get a champagne glass for that. Okay?
I love that.
You know, we a crazy crew and everything, but you know, every time we get together, it's live and direct. And I just want to say, I don't think this is the end, so I ain't going to say Tuesdays or Thursdays or when Tuesdays or Thursdays. Y'all know where the fuck to find us. Watch our live rewind all the way to episode number fucking 1. You know, and see what he's talking about. Grind Hard Radio, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Let's go.
We get it. You looking for your girl. You know I'm Miss Chief. My brother, happy born day.
Love you for that. So definitely. Feeling the love tonight, goddammit. All right. I got to throw it to my brother. You know what I'm saying? And Clear J, we got to talk some business real soon. Carter, you surprised me with that. Clear J, you know you got to throw yourself out there, man, because we go way back like a motherfucking Cadillac, goddammit. Throw yourself out there, broski. The old
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know, happy birthday to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Big blessings on you, reaching 40, man. You know, like I said, man, you need to reach 99, 100, 199. You know what I'm saying? So, happy birthday to you, man. Appreciate y'all having me on the panel tonight. Look, man, I want to know, is y'all talking about taking this to YouTube at any time? because Grindhouse Radio needs to know.
Well, guys,
you can't say it out for the people in the back.
We can't confirm or deny.
Grindhouse Radio needs to be on YouTube.
We can't confirm or deny.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, this one, the live is on the internet.
Well,
you
there
see
it
what I'm
is.
But we got to continue pushing it, man. You know what I'm saying? The whole cast over there, whole, you know, group of folks over there, got to continue pushing this mug, man. You know what I'm saying?
I received it.
Gave platforms, you know what I'm saying, and built some shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's keep it riding, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it riding.
Appreciate that. That's love. That's what it is.
True.
All right. God damn it.
Wow.
Throw myself out there real quick, man. I enjoyed the show tonight. I don't want to talk too much, you know, because, you know, when the drinks be hitting, I be slurring, god damn it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
The whole be hitting. God damn it, you know what I'm saying? Florida, I cannot stress this enough. It is Florida, Georgia, weekend in Duval County. It's been years since I've been to a motherfucking game, and we definitely turning up this weekend. Team, let me tell y'all something. I love y'all for this. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't expecting it. I appreciate y'all. Family all day, you know what I'm saying? And I always told y'all, never say motherfucking never. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King, man. Make sure you follow me on social media. That's Instagram and Twitter at Jit Chronicles. Salute to the team, the cast, IEP Charles Bellinger. And right now, I want to throw it to my broski, DJ Sergeant Rock. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with you tonight, nigga. The nigga say, fuck Halloween, but I still played this little track, you know what I'm saying? So I stop the job, nigga. Like, I put you in there, goddammit. DJ Sergeant Rock.
Well, I appreciate
you almost ordered the new season,
even
one, because that was spicy.
Fuck Halloween and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
that was spicy.
No,
that was spicy
what
as fuck. I love it.
Yo,
I love it, bro.
Like everybody, like everybody in this world deserve to be scared on one goddamn day. You know what I'm saying? It's a scary day.
Yeah. Well, look, Rock, let me tell you this. Tweety B just hit me up through the messages. She say, man, y'all got me cracking up on Ground Hard Radio tonight. Everybody showing so much motherfucking love. You know, you already know what we know how this game go. You know what I'm saying? But Ground Hard Radio is definitely in the universe, baby. DJ Sergeant Rock, get your plugs out there, broski, and take us out.
Tell
I
said, thank
I love
you too, y'all. Jit,
yeah.
Too.
Hey, I got you. I got you, broski. Definitely.
Yes, indeed. Once again, back by popular demand, it's your boy, the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via satellite, 7,000 feet from up under the grind. You're under dig, sending major shots out to Charles Bellinger because he's still keeping the lights on. I don't know why y'all playing with this man. You know what I'm saying? He's still keeping the lights on around this ragged-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? And y'all need to know that. You know what I'm saying? His name is Charles Bellinger, and he is the invisible man. You don't see him because we don't see him. You see what I'm saying? And that's real. You know what I'm talking about?
He ain't in all the videos.
Yeah, one time.
True.
From my boy, the birthday boy himself, you know what I'm saying?
I
Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the motherfucking Black Larry King in this bitch, man. Enjoy yourself for your motherfucking birthday. It's your birthday. It's your party. Do what the fuck you feel. You know what I'm saying? For real. And you don't need nobody's permission to do that. You know what I'm talking about? So just enjoy yourself, big bro. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely will.
Have a good time. You know what I'm saying? And drink one for me. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm going to be working. I'm gonna be working. Fuck Halloween. I'm gonna be working. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
You got one more time, bro. Go ahead though. You got one more time, bro.
Let's do that.
You got one more time, bro. It's only poverty.
One time for Carter Mafioso, you know what I'm saying? My brother from another mother, you know what I'm saying? AKA DJ Faith Mob, AKA Divine Universal in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? I love you, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
For real. Continue to drop them jewels on these fools. You know what I'm talking about? We gonna get it right one day. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get it right. One time for dope ass music. I don't know where he went. You know what I'm saying?
We lost Broski, but I gotta say shout outs. Yeah, shout outs to Dope. You know what I'm saying? Coming through support tonight. So I definitely got to tell my
shout out to dope ass music.
Yeah.
Banging them hot ass tracks, breaking these suckers back. And it's like that. You know what I'm talking about?
He got his daughter tonight.
Bay fresh like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? For real. And much love, you know what I'm saying, to Razor. You know what I'm saying? Razor's in the building. You know what I'm saying? Razor's in the building now. You know what I'm saying? One time for E-Dub. E-Dizzle, the 228 boy. He's in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we send a major shot out. You know what I'm talking about? Because this is what we do here at Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? And I am DJ Sergeant Rock. Broadcasting live from the underground. Album coming soon. To be announced, bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Ma.
Trio.
Hey, you know how we do, man. We've been doing this for the last 11 years. Anybody got anything they want to throw out there? Now the time to do it, because we about to click everybody in. I'm turning 40 and shorting, you know what I'm saying? Team Ground Hard.
Hey, yo, my whole clique bout it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, the whores wanna crowd around it. You can see me on Optimum TV. Go in your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, Cheek ain't your usual friend. But I can set you up like Kaiser and walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums. I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the cat or sheep. So I can make this album and get back to cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me buds for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive, money counts better. Eat alive, money counts better. Eat and ride, money counts better.
The clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Think of death, the life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wilding. Try riding, and the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the shit that don't speak English. Wake up in Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit gold, I can spit forget.
Keep it alive, money counts better. Eat and lie, money counts better. Eat and ride, money counts better. Sleep at night, you'll see the light. Keep it alive, money counts better. Eat and lie, money counts better. Eat and ride, money counts better.
Yo, 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 nothing but the hotness. Whenever we drop this, monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my whole topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lot is. Fear no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Serve the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
He lied, yeah. Must count, set, he lied. Must count, set, he ride.
This is a beat that I can freak and just drop the rails. Bless a nigga with the L. Y'all niggas know my skills. X on the rails, hit them up, split em up, spread em up. Watch em come, get em up, shut em up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt, step back like I did work. Take no fucking game, take a plan. Till you land, the red, the junkyard, the can. Mom's his whole brand. Coming home, but you not. You're sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And the hell is hot, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Get the 4 pounds, baby. And let off up in the nigga. Especially if he think he bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get my? Is it gone? DMX represents the one time.
He lied.
Must count,
set. He lied. Must count, set. He ain't right. Must count, set. Sleep at night.
Why they always talking about money?
You know why we always talking about money?
Trio.